This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 26th of September 2021. Today is the new Amateurs edition where we recognise newcomers to the hobby and provide information that will be useful to those new to the hobby as well as to those who have been around a bit longer. With new All-Star nodes springing up around the place, we thought it was a good time to talk a bit about All-Star, Echolink and similar modes that can add another dimension to your amateur radio experience. We lead off today with a warning to those using social media, stemming from a ruling earlier this month from the High Court of Australia, and how it can affect you. Let's talk about social media and amateur radio. A significant number of amateurs have taken to social media, and it's little wonder because a part of amateur radio, that is the chinwag, or the rag chew, is social media. Way before computers and the internet, even way before broadcast radio, we had amateur radio. There were, and still are, accepted rules about which topics shouldn't be discussed on air. And a couple of glaring examples are politics and religion, and most people comply with that. For the most part, social media on internet platforms is well used, and used well. The thing is, there are people in many walks of life who make it their business to make nasty, disparaging, even defamatory comments on social media, and amateur radio social media is no exception. There's one particular Facebook group, the largest amateur radio Facebook group in Australia, which harbours some of amateur radio's vilest commentators who continue unabated to say what they like about people they don't like, or, and listen to this one, people who belong to the wrong radio club, or are friends with the wrong people. A few years ago, I was a regular contributor to that group, and one day when the vile comments were flowing, I asked the admins to deal with the problem. They did deal with it. I was booted out of the group. But that's water under the bridge, so I went elsewhere, on Facebook, and that's okay, because my emails to the admin concern are still unanswered after all those years. A few months ago, out of curiosity, I looked up that group on Facebook to see if it was still running, and there it was, with some of the same people still in charge. So, nothing to see here. Basically the same people, so I moved on. Something came up this week that prompted me to look it up again. And guess what? I couldn't see it. Which means I've been blocked from that group. So think about this one. Here I am, not engaged in that group for some years, but in very recent history I get blocked. Now, the reason I looked them up again was that I was shown a screenshot of a particularly vile, possibly defamatory post that was made recently. It got me wondering about who's liable and who should answer for defamation on a Facebook page. I found this recent story on the ABC website. It's only a week or two old, this story, and the same story has been repeated on other sites. It's a report on a recent High Court ruling in Australia. As much as social media has helped us to stay connected, especially for those stuck in lockdown, it's also become a home for vile and questionable commentary. Now, this from the ABC. The High Court this week weighed into that issue, in a way, when it ruled that media companies are liable for any comments from the general public on posts that they put on Facebook. The case before the High Court directly involved some of the nation's biggest media organisations, but the consequences reach far beyond Australia's newsrooms. If you're the admin of your band's Facebook page or the local football club or your own small business, it will matter to you too. Communications law expert Brett Walker from the Australian National University said the decision had even broader consequences. Any organisation which administers a social media account could also be liable for defamation on the same basis, for example, businesses, sporting clubs, and community groups, he told the ABC. The decision gives potential plaintiffs the choice of tracking down the anonymous person who made a specific defamatory comment and taking action against them, or going straight after the publisher, that is, the owner of the Facebook account. Most plaintiffs will take the second option, as identity and ability to pay are clear. Mr. Walker argued that the decision could let individuals who make harmful comments off the hook and instead put the onus onto those running a Facebook page to police the content posted to it by others. And credit to the ABC for that story. The bottom line for those among us who are responsible for social media groups is that as the account holder, or perhaps simply being a moderator, we must be vigilant both to protect our own interests and to avoid tarnishing the hobby. By not moderating or deleting such content, you may be showing tacit support for the remarks. Tacit means that by saying nothing, you can be understood to have agreed with the comments. Are you the owner, admin or moderator of a social media page or a group on platforms such as Facebook and Twitter? You need to manage what other people say on your watch. It could prove expensive. And it's not hard. Just deal with those who show no respect for others. I'm Bob Vickay, 6POP.
Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, or the Radio and Electronics School, and getting your foundation license. If getting to Perth for education and assessment is a problem, let Ham College know so they can work out a solution via hamcollege.org.au. The next Ham College Foundation course is full, but there are spaces on the one on the 4th and the 5th of December. If you want to do an assessment on October the 9th, be quick and let the college know. That address again, hamcollege.org.au. To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained and upgraded their licenses in the past month. A bumper crop this month, 18 new or changed calls. At Advanced, Walter, Dan, Fred, Jeff, Patrick and Kim. At Foundation, Donal, Tom, Braden, well done for renewing, Lee and Rudy, Peter, Doug, Mike, Clancy, Aaron, Carl and Paul. Great job by the education team at Ham College and all our VK6 AMC assessors for local and remote assessments. For new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And if you're a dab hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,418 amateur licenses held in VK6.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
There are a few systems in play for connecting amateur radio repeaters and nodes together via the internet, the more common non-proprietary ones being Echolink, IRLP and Allstar, although some might argue that IRLP is proprietary. Something all of these systems have in common is that they use a Voice Over Internet Protocol, or VOIP for short. Some radios have inbuilt equivalents, such as ICOM's D-Star and Yaesu's Wires X. Then we have the commercial varieties such as DMR, and within DMR there are some subspecies. Allstar Link is a network of amateur radio repeaters, remote-based stations and hotspots accessible to each other via Voice Over Internet Protocol. Allstar Link runs a dedicated computer, including the Raspberry Pi, that you host at your home, radio site or computer center. It is based on the open source Asterix PBX, running a special application which makes Asterix a powerful system capable of controlling one or more radios. It provides linking of these radio nodes to other systems of similar construction anywhere in the world via VOIP. Allstar's Link's primary use is as a dedicated computer node wired to your repeater or radio. Connections from Echolink, other VOIP clients and telephone calls are supported. Allstar Link has over 23,000 users and a bit over 21,000 nodes. Echolink has been around for longer than Allstar. Echolink software allows licensed amateur radio stations to communicate with one another over the internet using streaming audio technology. The program allows worldwide connections to be made between stations or from computer to station, greatly enhancing amateur radio's communications capabilities. There are more than 300,000 validated users worldwide in 151 of the world's 193 nations, with about 6,000 online at any given time. Echolink nodes can be attached at a repeater site or linked by RF to a repeater. It can also be used from a PC with no RF connection at the user end and on smaller devices such as mobile phones and tablets. On PCs, Echolink is available only for the Windows operating system, although similar apps that link into the Echolink are available for Linux and OS X. The other player in this field is IRLP, the Internet Repeater Linking Project. This system has widespread a decade ago or more ago and is still operational over many sites. It's possible to configure a repeater to operate on IRLP and Echolink at the same time. The downside of IRLP is the requirement to purchase the proprietary hardware that attaches to the repeater. The developer also decided all that time ago that computers had no place to play in amateur radio communications and made no provision for computer-only access to an IRLP node. All access has to be via RF. I guess the developer didn't appreciate that technologies were converging and placing his product out on a technological limb. To finish off, the applications described here allow amateurs to connect to repeaters and other amateurs across the globe, either in a CQ kind of way or directly connecting to a particular person or repeater. There's always a bit of learning curve to use these facilities, but it's fairly uncomplicated. There's plenty of help on the internet and at amateur radio clubs on how to use these VoIP modes.
Shortly, you'll be hearing from Trent talking about the Ross Hull contest. It's only a short bit, because the contest is a few months away. The reason we're promoting it so early is that it's a contest that beginners can easily enter. Although it's designed to earn you more points as you cover more distance, it's still possible to have a go and have some fun using only a handheld radio. The contest runs over the whole month of January, and you can operate on as many or as few of the days as you wish, and submit a log for your best 7 days or your best 2 days. Try organising with some others to have a couple of weekend days perched on a hilltop along the escarpment or on one of the elevated places around the coastal plain and have a go. You've even got time to make yourself a three-element Yagi out of some wire and a piece of wood. And don't forget to use as many bands as you can access. But remember, it's about having fun. This contest can be won by West Aussies. The last time was Barry, VK6ADI, in 2019. The critical thing to do here in Perth is to be organised and get a team of people out and about at the same time, spread out as far as you can. But even if you can't exceed the 100-kilometre threshold, you can have loads of fun trying. 73s.
Over the 70-plus years of the Ross Hull Memorial Contest, there have been many winners. The secret to Ross Hull's success does not appear to be location, but rather dedication. Running over the month of January, the chances of DX openings are strong, and as you only need to score well on the best 7 days, part of the strategy is to be around the radio at the right times. Who has been the most successful? Well, VK2AFA Ted Thrift with 7 wins, followed by VK3XRS with 6, and VK5XU with 5 wins. But VK6 doesn't miss out often, with VK6ADI, VK6BO and VK6KZ all notching up contest wins in the Ross Hull. And VK4 with Glenn, VK4BG and Adrian, VK2FZ, lead the way with 3 wins each for a statewide total of 14 wins. We're still waiting for a VK7 winner, but that may be a long way off. Nudge, nudge. This has been Trent, VK4TS, for the Ross Hull Memorial Contest.
I tuto ini apo to VK Contest Club, pokitazni ya anthrops na alaksni tiglosa apta linika sta ingleska, Yato Ross Hull Contest. In case you didn't get that, this is from the VK Contest Club, who are looking for translators for the Ross Hull Contest rules. They already have the Ross Hull rules in Chinese and Russian and are seeking other translators. Translations in progress at the moment are Bassa, Greek, and Spanish, and they are still seeking French and Italian translators. If you can translate English into French or Italian, or know someone who can, please get in touch with Trent, VK4TS, by an email to vk4ts@outlook.com. That's vk4ts@outlook.com. Merci beaucoup, and mille grazie, and fraristo parapoli.
I don't know how I missed this one last month, but here's a revised prediction from the NASA High Altitude Observatory, which is based at the University of Colorado. NASA heliophysicists have released a revised prediction for Solar Cycle 25, the report generated by Ricky Egeland, a solar physicist working in the NASA Space Radiation Analysis Group, now calls for the peak of Solar Cycle 25 to top out at a value of 195, plus or minus 17, based upon the new scale for calculating smooth sunspot numbers. For reference, Solar Cycle 21 peaked at an SSN of 233 on the new scale, while Solar Cycle 23 peaked at a smooth sunspot number of 180 on the new scale. If this prediction holds up, ham radio will see excellent worldwide F-layer conditions on 10 metres for several years around the solar max. 6-metre conditions should be good in the equinox periods before and after solar max, with consistent openings on medium-haul polar routes. 6-metre routes traversing the equator should experience consistent openings, plus or minus 9 months from solar max. Ricky Egeland is a participating member in the group headed up by Scott McIntosh and Bob Lehman that published a paper 9 months ago outlining the existence of magnetic bands within the sun that govern the sunspot and hail cycles. At the time of its publishing, the paper went on to predict the peak of Solar Cycle 25 could be as high as Solar Cycle 21. Today's release is a revised prediction based upon data observed since the original paper was published. To be sure, we're still in the early days. That was extracted from a report by Bob Marston, Alpha Alpha 6 X-ray Echo, from the dxworld.net website.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Something that newcomers to the world of amateur radio would find useful is an amateur radio club, where you can learn all sorts of things, like building networks and accessing equipment for loan or sale. It's no coincidence that the News West Club Focus Editions comes hot on the heels of the new Amateurs Editions, because in the Club Focus Editions, you can hear about what our local clubs are up to. Now, addressing clubs. I know you've got your own club mailing list, Facebook pages and the like. However, potential new members aren't on those lists, and it pays to cast your net wider when it comes to informing those who are looking for a club to join. The other good reason for sharing what your club gets up to is, in doing so, you could be planting new ideas in the minds of other clubs who are looking for something new to try. Our top preference for you is to send us your item recorded in a popular audio format. The higher quality, the better. However, if recording is not possible, send us a script and we'll sort out the recording. Send your contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
We here at WA Amateur Radio News pride ourselves on our impartiality with regard to reporting on what's happening in the Australian world of amateur radio. I'm the producer of News West, and the content of the program is largely at my discretion. However, I do from time to time ask others to read through something I've prepared in order to get their view on the topic or to make sure that what I've intended to say is clear. We've sometimes reported on happenings at or around the Wireless Institute of Australia, and sometimes people don't like what we've said and have criticised us, not to our faces, but they've criticised us. In order to put across a balanced point of view, I've regularly invited those who disagree or have a different slant on what's going on to present their view, counter-argument, rebuttal or whatever, and I'll put it to air on News West. And I've been making this offer for quite some time now, and there hasn't been a single story, not one, produced in rebuttal of anything that we've put to air. I've also made it clear that News West enjoys editorial independence. The content of News West isn't controlled by any other body, neither the Wireless Institute of Australia nor the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. The reason you've seen more content from RASA is that they provide content. The Wireless Institute of Australia hasn't sent us anything in years. The offer is still open for them to do so. I've been a WIA member since 2006, all of my amateur radio life, and I joined RASA a few years ago shortly after they were formed. In the past, I've been a director of the Wireless Institute. Recently, I was nominated for and elected to the position of Vice President of the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, RASA. I look forward to playing a positive part in this organisation with its innovative projects such as QRM Guru, the QTC e-magazine, and the Amateur Radio Welcome Pack for new amateurs. I'm especially interested in working collaboratively with the Wireless Institute of Australia. RASA has been going down this pathway since its inception, and there's a long way to go yet, but progress is being made. The Wireless Institute Board hasn't been receptive in the past. However, there's a glimmer of hope with the new president. And back to News West, you have my guarantee of News West's continuing integrity and independence as I step into the role of Vice President of the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. And I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Are there sharks in these waters? There may be. Welcome to New Ham's episode 55, which I entitled Amateurs with Dorsal Fins. Let's start this by saying that amateur radio attracts a broad range of people from all walks of life, and what we see in amateur radio is a reflection of our society, the good, the bad, and the ugly. New Hams are faced with spending their hard-earned money on equipment to set up their shack. And unless you're buying new gear, you'll be buying used equipment from other amateurs. Some will seek rather high prices for aging equipment. Some of that is driven by greed, and some by remembering how expensive it was in 1885, and let's try and recoup some of it. When buying used equipment, not just radio gear, you need to do your market research and work out what the ballpark figure is for the piece of kit that you want to buy. Look at the age. Old electronic equipment will have reduced performance as the components deteriorate, contacts oxidize, etc., etc. Before you commit to buying any old equipment, check out the price of new gear. You may be surprised at the bang for buck comparison between the two, or at the very least, you'll be informed when you make your choice. Finally, there's usually no warranty on second-hand amateur radio equipment. You need to make sure that it's working as claimed and that the price is in the correct range. Don't be put off about buying second-hand. I've bought used gear and done well. You just need to be cautious. And most of all, don't be in a hurry to buy. If you're unsure about what to buy, talk to an experienced person and seek their guidance. I'm Mike, VK6 Kilo Mike Sierra.
The list of all-star nodes around our way is growing, as we saw in the recent announcement of a new node at Chittering. Last week, a new 2-metre all-star node, number 478320, went on air at Chittering, to the north of Perth, and is linked across the state into the VK6 and VK6 Southwest all-star hubs. The new node at Chittering is on 145.350 MHz with a 123 Hz CTC SS access tone. The node is running about 12 watts to a folded dipole antenna at approximately 40 feet. The node is being hosted by our own Roy, VK6 X-ray Victor of Roy's Helpline fame here on News West. Many thanks to Peter, VK6PK, for supplying the 2-metre folded dipole antenna, to Kim, VK6TQ, Colin, VK6CI, and Warren, VK6VFO, for assistance installing the antenna, and members from Austral Safety Net Inc. for supplying a great lunch at the VK6 X-ray Victor restaurant. Coverage reports are most welcome, and we hope to hear one of you on the many connected VK6 All-Star nodes soon. If you know of any regional or country locations that could benefit from installing an All-Star node, please contact Rob, VK6 Lima Delta, and we can work together to put something up. The location should be dry and secure, have mains power available, and ideally, internet available. Thanks, Rob, VKE6 Lima Delta, for your work in developing the All-Star Network and for this story.
Congratulations to the VKE6 November Charlie team from Northern Corridors Radio Group for taking off the multi-multi section of the RD contest, which was back in August. And the good thing about that team is it included a lot of newcomers to amateur radio, so it was a good introduction for them to be able to work in a team. I would have provided a larger coverage of the RD contest, but the contest manager forgot to tell me what the results were before I recorded News West, so there you go. This one's being inserted as an afterthought before I publish, but I'll be having words with him later on and sorting it out for next year, maybe. It's a pity because we're one of his biggest supporters. We promote the contests really, really hard here in WA, and I even go begging to him for content for the contest. So there you go. Looks like he forgot us. Enough said.
Good morning, everyone, amateur radio listeners and shortwave listeners alike. This is Roy VK6X Ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 26th of September 2021. And I hope your team got their nose in front yesterday, whoever it was. I haven't heard the results yet because I'm recording this pre-match. So hopefully it was a good match. And today I have the following for you. I have a Kenwood, it's an Alpha Tango 250 automatic antenna tuning unit, 1.8 megacycles or megahertz to 28 megahertz with four antenna ports, 200 watts capable and SWR. But you can ask Alan further on that. $60 is the asking price for an AT250. There's also an MFJ1026 noise cancelling signal enhancer, $40 for that. There's a marine transceiver, a Golf Mic X-Ray, it's a GME Golf X-Ray, -287 Alpha, 27 meg marine transceiver, $40. And a realistic 300 channel UHF, VHF, AM and FM scanner, free to a good home. So if you're interested in those, any of those items, please contact Alan Lawrence, VK6 X-Ray Lima. His telephone number is 0458 472 235. 0458 472-235. The next group of items for sale come from Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray. Items looking for a new home in the metro area, preferably. He has a Hewlett-Packard spectrum analyzer. It's a HP 8594 Echo, 9 kHz to 2.9 GHz spectrum analyzer, asking $650 for that. It sounds like a pretty good piece of gear. There's also two Kenwood low-pass filters, $25 each. One Mtron Echo Alpha Tango 300 Alpha antenna tuning unit, $180. There's a Yaesu Fox Tango 101 Zulu Delta Mark Zero, asking $225 for that. There's a couple of balance here too, a Whiskey Romeo Alpha Uniform 4-to-1 and also a 1-to-1 voltage balance, $25 each for those. There's a Rig Expert antenna analyzer, Rig Expert model Alpha Alpha 1400 antenna analyzer, $650 for that. A Hewlett Packard 606 Bravo signal generator, large and heavy, $100. And expression of interest on a complete Yaesu Fox Tango 101 Echo station with 10 items plus extras. And you can contact Craig on mobile 0418 923 257. 0418 923 257, Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray. And that's about all I've got for this week because I'm closing off early. I've got other commitments to do, so I'm getting in this early. So if you did miss out this week, please try again. I'll be on, back on again next week. And until then, I hope you had a win and I hope everything worked out for you on the grand final. This is Perth Base. No, it's not. It's VK6 X-Ray Victor now going clear 7-3 until next week.
Thanks to the teams this week who make the news broadcasts possible. The West Australian Repeater Group owns and maintains the News West Linked Repeater Network, which carries the initial broadcast from which some relays are taken. A group of individuals also transmits the news on HF, and thanks to Jeff, Neil, Chris, Eddie, and if I've missed anyone, oh, hang on, me too. If I have missed anyone, please give me a shout and we can sort it for next time. Thanks to the studio crew, Roy, Mike and Jeff and Andrew for mixing the cocktails. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer. Thanks for listening, and all you need to do now is to stick around for the callbacks, then get on air and make some noise.